Okay. Call this meeting to order, Sterling Opera House Commission, June 9th, 2025. can I have everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
603. Pledge allegiance to the
The
flag
flag of
of
the
the
United
United
States
States
of
of
America
America
and
and
to
to
the
the
Republic
Republic
for
for
which
which
it
it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation
nation
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with
with
liberty
liberty and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all.
Thank you. May I have roll call, please?
Dana Florenza,
Here.
Brian Coppola,
Here.
Gino DiGiovanni,
Here.
Carly Pecht,
Here.
Carlene Galuzzi.
Not present.
Okay. Record should reflect you have a quorum.
Very good. All right, moving on to section four, public portion. Anybody in the public wish to speak? Anybody from the public wish to speak?
If anybody is on Zoom, they could unmute their mic and speak in the public portion. Just state your name and address for the record. Who? Oh, Haley, if you wish to speak during the public portion, you could just unmute your mic.
I'm good, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Would anybody else from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, we'll move on to section five.
Mr. Vice Chair, the record should reflect that Carlene Galuzzi entered the meeting at 6:04.
Very good. All right, moving on to section five, update on tours.
Okay, so last week, last Saturday at Derby's 350th anniversary kickoff celebration on the green, the Sterling Opera House Commission decided that we were going to do tours at the Opera House. It was the first time in 20, almost 20 years that the public was invited to go through the main staircase and into the open floor there. And it was very successful. We had almost close to four, I think it was like
450.
450.
Yeah, we counted the numbers,
So
450.
450 plus people came from all over the tri-state area. We had people from New Jersey, Rhode Island, Massachusetts come just for the Opera House tour. So I think it was very successful. I don't you want to talk
Yeah.
about the inside? I know you and Matt were inside most of the time
Well,
and
first,
Dana.
I'd just like to thank everybody at this caucus, as well as the people who aren't present. Wouldn't be possible without your volunteering hours. I think it was successful because everybody there, whether at the tent or doing the tours or setting up, was passionate about it. And I think that that was palpable. And I think that people were really excited to see it. And if there was any sort of feeling of, this may just never happen, I think we quelled that. And I think that we marketed the renovation properly. And no, I'm proud of you all. That was a fantastic showing, and it definitely takes a village. So thank you. Going on the tour, I think, we were very lucky to have who we had. Mark Anthony Izzo was very knowledgeable. Mr. Wielander really talked about the stage and the art and the science behind the theater, and I think that really brought a lot into it. So I think that overall, we kind of came upon this and went to the best of our abilities, kind of, I don't want to say by the seat of our pants because we were prepared, but this was our first venture into this, and I think it was very successful. And I think we have a really good template going forward of how to do these tours. One thing I will say is people were really interested into the city hall. That's the first floor of the Opera House.
Yep.
So I would like to propose, if we can, to do a visual tour, do something with a video camera, go in, record it, and then maybe we can have another benefit night. And then we can do the virtual tour of
That's a
the
great
city hall.
idea.
That way, people who are interested and then feel like they missed out on something, they still have an opportunity to, see
See
the
it.
building in its entirety. So I think that's something maybe I just want to kind of put that in your.
I like it because I heard that also. I heard, gee, I wish we could have gone downstairs and, seen the history down there.
Right. Right. Yeah. No. I think that's something, and that would definitely be sustainable enough to run a maybe a dinner on. You know, so we could sit down, we could have a viewing. Maybe we could have someone who's very proficient, knowledgeable in the area, narrate it, or even do questions and answers. I know there are a few police officers who did work down there who are getting up there a little bit, but they still remember it. They still remember the stories. People from City Hall as well. So yeah, I think that would going into upcoming events, not to jump the gun there, but I think that that's
That's a great
something
idea.
we could talk about. But other than that, did we have any problems closing the building, securing the building?
No, so Dana and myself went there Friday night. I don't know, for probably a couple hours, at least
Four.
4 hours. We cleaned everything up. We met all our criteria for the fire marshal, from the mayor's request, and also we had the fire commissioner allowed Storm's engine to come over to meet the requirements. We had a fire truck outside, so we met all the requirements that we needed to. There were no incidents, so we cleaned everything up, caution taped off the areas that we needed to. So it was good just to get in there and clean up that staircase and go through some of the stuff that had to be put downstairs anyway. So it gave us, a couple hours to go in there and do it. But other than that, it was the first, I'm gonna be honest. So that morning when I got there, Danny Blisman helped us as well. When we got there that morning, I told Danny, instead of coming in from 4th Street side, I said, "Danny, let's open up these doors." I had a, double hinge over there as well. And I said, "Let's open it up on Elizabeth Street side." And we did. It took a little bit of work to do that and a little bit to close it, but it was the first time that that's been open on Elizabeth Street in God knows how long. So it worked out well. And as people would tell you that there was a line constantly out that door, and I think it went really well to get 450 plus people there, within a 3 week or 2.5 week time frame from when we got the okay to when we did it. I think was great. We went on the radio and advertised it a little bit, promoted it a little bit a couple of days before, a couple different radio stations, AM and FM, and talked about it as well. So we picked up some viewers and some people there, and we got everybody's information so we could add them to our email list and keep everybody in the loop of when our next event or updates on what's going on. So all in all, I think it was a success, and hopefully we could put something together with the mayor and the administration to do something moving forward.
Yeah, based on that, going off of what you were saying, even with the template that we created for the tours, I know a couple of us have listened in 3 or 4 or 25 times. So I think we got the script down. Thank you again to the City of Derby for, allowing us to do this and get it going. Going further, I know there was a few people. I think we fit everybody in towards the tail end. But I was informing people that if they couldn't stick around, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to have another tour week or tour weekend, maybe like a Saturday afternoon, where we can use our social media to reach out to people, or people could reach out to us, and we can kind of get a table of how many people might come, because there were people interested. Unfortunately, I think the wait time at its most was about an hour and a half.
No, I've been hearing 3 hours. There were people, I've been messaged by certain people that could not wait 3 hours. There was a 3 hour time limit, wait limit, and so
Totally
yeah.
understandable. And you know what? We don't we want to make sure anybody who's interested in this project, or interested in the Opera House as a whole, has an opportunity to visit. So maybe that's something that we can approach the administration with and see if there's something we can do this summer to do another tour day, you know.
Well, I know I was going to approach the mayor about Mike Picone and the collaboration that he wants to do with us for the Halloween season, with the tour of his building, a dinner, and then walk up to the Opera House and tour that. I'm still very interested in doing that, and so is Hate. I
Okay.
think we all feel the same
Yeah,
way,
no, absolutely.
as a fundraiser.
So yeah,
So there's lots of things on the table.
if that's something we really want to consider, we should talk about that. If that's going to be the case, maybe we can hold off on just doing a individual day dedicated for a tour just for anybody who didn't go.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea because Mike's been holding on the best he can down there with all the construction the last couple of years.
Yes.
So hopefully we could work something out to help him maybe put a couple dollars back in his pocket from all the 34
Yeah,
traffic
he's
out
been a
there.
huge supporter, so
He
yeah,
did a
just
lot of business on Saturday because of the
he
people
did,
that a
yeah.
lot of people
Yep.
were doing the tours went over there to have
Oh, great.
dinner
Yep.
because I was recommending it, and I'm sure other people were too,
That's good.
because that's a beautiful building also.
Yeah, oh no, absolutely. That's
Beautiful
of
historic
historical
building.
value too.
Yes.
So maybe we could do some type of joint venture or something.
All right, so going on that, put it in pencil. Do we want to do it for the fall and s coordinate with, the Twisted Vine and other entities, whoever it may be, in order to do like a double tour and a dinner?
I think that's a good time frame, seeing that we're going to have events over the summer that we have to do
I
as
agree.
it is.
I agree.
And I think it's something that people would want to wait until then for.
Yeah.
If you tell them, oh,
And
hey,
give
it's
some time
around
to plan.
Halloween time, that's something that people are really excited about.
Good. I think
All right.
maybe Dana or whomever, get with Mike and have him pick out a couple dates or see what he wants to do, and then we can go from there.
So I also met with Mike last year. Before, I think it was like the end of August, I met with him, and I actually have a whole script written out of that tour. So
Oh, perfect.
we just need to kind of make a date and see what works for scheduling purposes.
Okay.
Well,
Do you
absolutely.
want to approach him with October? Okay. Can you do that for us, Carleen? Thank
Do
you.
you want October or do you want
Should
September?
we talk to the mayor first?
Well, yeah, I don't want to make any.
Well, I think we should do talk with Mike, get a date, get a plan, get an idea, and then we can go to the mayor with the details and say this is what we want to do so that we're not just guessing. You know what I mean? This
But let's
way.
get him on board first, get a tentable date, and then we could approach the mayor's office.
Okay. Sounds good. Carlene, get to work.
Right. Anything else on the tours update or
Like I said, I've been approached by several people interested in getting in there for photography workshops, people that weren't able to come down on that Saturday, people that couldn't wait. So there's a lot of leftover.
So based on that, maybe something, Carleen, we could do is we could do try to design it so the opera house is still it's daylight when we do the tours, and then the dinner could be in the evening or later,
So
just something so you have the natural light for the photographers.
that was my concern with October, just because it gets a little bit darker. So I know like last time we were talking, we were trying to get it for September, like late September. So it was kind of towards the fall.
Our birthday.
Yes.
There you go.
But I'll ask Mike and see like what works best. But that was what we were trying to figure out because we wanted it to still be light out and then start at the Twisted Vine. People can come for drinks beforehand. However, we walk up. We go see the opera house and then we walk back and we finish at the Twisted Vine.
Yeah,
So,
I think it's still realistic to do in October. I mean,
yeah.
even if it starts at 4, we could do that and have a little something. People would be eating by 6. I think that's totally fine.
Okay.
So, okay, great. All right, so let's close section 5, go to section 6, discussion, possible action on merchandise, t-shirts, etc.
So we sold out of the t-shirts.
Oh no.
Sold out.
Very
I mean,
good.
they were hot.
Right.
So, out of,
Do
we've
we have one
got,
for a template or no?
yes, I have one.
Okay, very good.
And I'd like to keep the design, but I would like to update the opera house part to add how what it looks like now, because I think this is before the cupola, if I'm correct.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely get a little rendering for
So
that.
we need to discuss that.
Okay. Well, what I could do is since we need new marketing materials, paper marketing materials, if there's anything else you need printed, we could do the t-shirts, we could do a bundle, That way, the nut is big enough where we can probably get pro bono graphic designer to update any images since the purchase is going to be so large. So if you want, what we could do is we can, talk amongst ourselves and tally up what we need for marketing and merch, and then we can approach and do a big order. Ideally sooner than later, so we can be ready for the summer festival season.
Yes, because
Okay.
they were selling, and I actually have gotten messages from people asking if there's any t-shirts left, and I'm having to tell them no. But we do need to get some mediums.
Yeah.
So mediums, larges, and extra larges, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go, and I'm glad they were it was successful, and I think that
Very, very.
that gives us the confidence to move forward and buy more merch because it
Yeah.
was very successful.
And I still have plenty of keychains and prints left, and I'm sure Carlene has tons and can make more
Make more what kind of
prints.
prints? Okay,
They
all
were
right.
going to, just not, not as well as the t-shirts. My gosh.
I think everybody likes a good wearable item.
Sure. Okay. I'll reach out to a couple companies and I'll let you guys know. And like I like you said, Dana, see if we can update the image to show the cupola. I designed a website. The website's published. What the website is essentially is a landing page. So if we were to put something on marketing like www.sterlingopperahouse.com, which is the website, that would actually navigate you to our social media. And I think that's kind of the paramount thing is to get people to our social media that we could stay active with photos. And also wanted to talk about
What's it, sterlingoperahouse.com?
.com. Yeah.
No, sterlingopera.com.
Opera.com. Yeah, excuse me, sterlingopera.com. Yeah, so we did talk about, potentially doing a since we had the tour and the tour was successful, what I would like to do with the social media is do a contest. So we can form a dais and choose the best image. So people would, send or post their favorite image that they took on the tours, and then we can reward number the first place or second place with like gifts from our merch pile. So something like that we can do. But anyway, getting back to my previous point, the Opera House website is a good landing page. And now if we do merch like t-shirts, et cetera, sunglasses, pens, whatever, instead of having a lot of verbiage on it and images, it could just be sterlingopera.com on it. And that will gravitate people to the landing page and bring them to the social media. So,
I think I put that on the back of the keychain.
You did, yeah.
oh, great, great. Yeah. So yeah, so I think we can when I talk about the t-shirt order, we can look at potential merch too. Maybe sunglasses. How do you guys feel about sunglasses? I know this is very riveting stuff, but
I like tumblers.
tumblers,
Everybody likes a
tumblers.
good tumbler.
Yeah,
I don't
tumblers
know
could be
what you guys,
expensive
just an
though.
idea.
So the
Okay.
tumblers, the at
Maybe a basic
cost,
mug
yeah, at cost of tumblers were $30
for one.
for one
Oh, get out of here.
plus.
Like a mug, a re regular basic one, a
Like a
tumbler.
coffee mug or
Yeah,
like a,
coffee mug.
yeah, those are cheaper. But when you deal with things like that, it's same thing with t-shirts. You're starting at a high cost price because it's a valuable commodity, right? Something that you could use all the time. So if we were to do something like that and still receive a profit or even just a wash just to get our name out there, I mean, you'd be starting at a price point of $30, $40.
Yeah, no.
But the sunglasses were cheap, pens were cheap.
Pens, yeah.
Pens are always
I don't
good.
know about sunglasses.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine.
I mean, it's just my
It was
opinion.
just an
I think
idea.
pens are
It
better.
was just an idea. I mean, if we have the summer festival and people buy the glasses and wear them around,
Those bracelets like Gino has on.
yeah, those are good
Yes.
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know what I'll do is I'll present a list with a bunch of stuff for you guys, and then we could talk about it at a later date. But time is against us, so I
Yeah.
want to get this stuff done and get that stuff ordered for when's our next, Carlene, do you know off the top of your head when our next?
So I was going to ask about that because the festival for St. Mary's is the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Did we pick a set day?
I don't know, but that really curtails and segues into section seven. So we'll just go to section
Wait.
seven, upcoming events.
What? July.
July.
That's what I, that's the next thing. What I need dates for upcoming events because I don't have them.
And we're here.
So July,
10th,
can we
11th, 10th,
pick?
11th, 12th, yeah.
I mean, Sundays are always better for me.
I think it's a Thursday, fr Friday, Saturday.
Thursday,
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday. I won't be here Saturday. I got a wedding, so.
Yeah, I would, Friday would be better for me.
So that'd be the 11th.
I think we should do, we can't get enough. Do you think we could get enough people to do it every day? Or no? I won't do it Saturday, but nobody could do it without me. It's Saturday?
I'm sure. I'm just saying, you said everybody.
Because if you have one day that rains, then people don't go, then they'll go to the next day.
You know what? That's a, I don't mind eat that, but I'm only doing one day.
Okay.
I can only,
We don't need
I'm busy,
a
man.
full staff
Full-time
there.
student, full-time
You
work,
want
too
to
much.
split it up between Friday and Saturday then?
That's fine, but
To
I'm
me,
busy.
Thursday's a setup day, and it's, a big, food day, but I think we're going to get more people on Friday and Saturday anyway.
I'll be there cooking every day,
I know you
same.
will. I know you will.
You too.
It is from,
Well, I'm only doing that Friday,
give me a
so.
moment. Is Friday all day or is that a
You know, what is
later
it? I was
start?
checking now.
Oh,
Give me
okay.
one second. I had it pulled up, but.
Saturday it starts after 4 o'clock mass, so like 5 o'clock. And then Friday, I think it's like 5 or 6 o'clock. But
Yeah,
then
5 to 10.
Friday.
Friday, yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 to 10.
Okay, so they're all 5 to 10.
Wait, so Carly and I can do Friday.
Let's see. Just check my schedule really quick here. So I'm working Saturday. So I could do Friday if someone wants to do Saturday. I could, at least have two people, right? What do you think?
Yeah.
Dana, what do you think? Two
I'm not
people?
doing Saturday. I'm doing Friday.
I'm saying, what do you
I
think?
won't
Two
be here.
people are good
It
for a
doesn't
day?
look like there's going to be anybody but Carlene on Saturday, so I
No, I
think.
said I'd do Saturday.
Oh, you did? Well,
Did well,
yeah.
no. Or did I say
You
it was
said
okay?
Friday, dude.
Friday. Okay, all right. Sorry, it's a
Yeah.
long week so far.
It looks to me like we could only do Friday.
How much is it? Do you know?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. 5 to 10, right? All right. So, do we want to? So, we're just going to do Friday then?
Well, if we can't do Saturday, we can't do Saturday.
Right. You're not going to be here. He's not available. I work all day.
Okay.
Carly is in school.
So we'll just do it Friday then.
Okay.
What is the one after that? Do we have
If it
Friday?
rains on Saturday, do they go Sunday?
No, just rain or
Rain
shine.
or shine. Okay. So Friday it is.
The next events after that is the Ansonia Harvest Festival. I haven't seen a date yet.
Okay.
And then the Seymour Pumpkin Festival, which I did apply for and were in review with their committee. So I guess they get a lot, from what I understand, they get a lot of vendors and they have to go through and pick out, you know, who's can be there and who can't. So I haven't heard back yet, but we are in.
You applied.
Yeah, we applied for it.
What about Shelton? What do they have?
I'm not too sure.
Do they
They
have
do a
anything
lot.
down on the slab? Like any festivals or anything?
I have to look
Like with
into it.
vendors is what I mean.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything. I thought that they used to do like a Shelton Day or something like that. I thought so. But I don't honestly know. I'll
I don't
look
know. We
into
don't
it.
do the carnival anymore. Someone's always getting shot or.
Yeah, I know they have like a, I don't, what is it, the Strawberry Festival or something like that up on in Huntington.
Oh, yeah. You
I've
know
seen
what?
them do.
I'll call Shelton City Hall and I'll see if there's anything that's
Okay.
upcoming that we can kind of whether
Okay.
it's a
And then
festival or whatnot.
yeah.
What about Seymour? What's that thing that they do up there?
That's their pumpkin
The
festival.
pumpkin.
That's
Oh,
what we,
pumpkin
yeah.
festival. Okay.
So we applied
Yeah,
for
that's
that.
cool.
And then I'm sure there'll be more Christmas fairs and
Yeah.
festivals like the Armory has a, or yeah, the Armory has one in Ansonia.
Yep.
Holy Rosary has one. So I know there's like a few local ones. I would love to get
So
into Oxford for something.
for St. Mary's, I'll bring oh, never mind. We're only doing Friday.
Okay. Osborndale Commission Committee. The theme is the Sterling Opera House this year.
Yep.
Is there any events that we can attend
See.
for them? I don't know if they're doing a dinner, if they're doing
They
whatever.
want a tour. They were not able to do the tour.
Yeah, so
Right.
just to touch base, I forget that lady's name.
Linda.
Linda. So Linda came to the tour. She couldn't stay, but I had shown her some pieces that we have. There were some articles that were inside the opera house. So my conversation with Linda tomorrow will be based on some of the stuff that I talked to her today about. Linda Fusco, Chief of Staff. But there are some carvings from Andy Cota and some other items that we are going to loan them to put on display in the Kellogg
Estate.
estate house there, because this November, as we talked about last month, I think Linda was on the phone last month, but as they stated, that's the theme is going to be the Sterling Opera House for one of the rooms. So we're going to give her whatever we could or whatever they need to use for props, and give her a lot of the background and the history so that they can come up with their display. She was there with I don't know, four or five other women that are
Yeah.
part of this project.
The Shelton Garden Committee or something.
Yeah, and it's going to be pretty wild, I think. So we're going to work with her and get her whatever she needs to do that. And
That's why I want that building replica. I think it would be great to let them
yes. Oh, let me put that down too.
know. That needs to be. April said we can have that. We're welcome to it, so we can loan that.
All right, just text me her name. I mean her number,
I will.
and I'll call her
Have it. Maria
tomorrow.
Blackwell gave it to me.
I'll call her tomorrow before I talked with Linda, because we're going to have to either A, use that room downstairs that's marked Sterling Opera House to put some stuff in, or we're gonna have to find a some type of climate controlled storage area for the some articles that are in the Opera House that need to come out and be put in storage.
Is there anything at Public Works?
Nothing that's climate controlled. It would just be a Connex box outside.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if there's any space inside.
Yeah.
Didn't give me. You didn't. You don't have April's number?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't believe
I
so.
thought you gave it to me.
Okay, I'll look for it. Let
So
me
that's
see.
something that needs to be done as well, then.
Yeah, so we'll work. I'll work on that.
Okay. All
But other than that,
right.
I think that's all I have.
Does anybody have anything else for upcoming events? Okay, moves us on to section eight. Motion to adjourn. You have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
All right, anybody like to push the second?
I'll second.
All right,
6:30.
all in favor?
Aye.
All right,
Aye.
so be it. Meeting adjourned 6:30. Thank you, everyone.